University of South Florida researchers have presented their report on the Dozier School for Boys to the state cabinet. As WUSF's Mark Schreiner tells us, even though this closes one chapter in a lengthy saga, a number of loose ends remain.
USF researchers successfully identified 7 of the 51 sets of remains exhumed from an unmarked cemetery at the Mariana Reform School and have presumptive identifications of 14 more. However, of the many questions their work answered, there's still an important one that lead anthropologist Dr. Erin Kimmerly faced. Can she say for sure that they found all the remains buried on Dozier's 1,400 acres?
That's not something we could ever do, given the size and the scope of what we're talking about.
And while the final report said there's no evidence school staff were involved in any of the students' deaths, it also said there's no evidence to disprove the abuse that other students claim happened there. Some of those now-grown men, members of a group known as the White House Boys, urged lawmakers to not allow the unidentified remains to be returned to Dozier's graveyard. Robert Straley was among the group calling for a more proper memorial to what happened at the school.
These boys' lives were not lost in vain, for their story changed the laws of juvenile justice in Florida, and their monument should be a shining reminder that decades of darkness cannot hide all things.
In addition to a memorial, lawmakers have to consider what will be done with the school grounds and buildings, which have been vacant since the state closed Dozier in 2011. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.